I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on November 5th, 2019. The French music streaming service Deezer has released an impressive open-source music separation engine. While our ears can do a pretty good job of isolating just the vocals or drums in a song we're listening to, doing that with software has proven to be a hard problem to solve. And while commercial products exist in this space, open-source solutions have never been particularly effective. But now, Deezer has released its MIT-licensed Splitter application, which is a Python library based on TensorFlow, and comes with three pre-trained models for multi-stem separation. Splitter works at multiples of real time when running on ordinary hardware, and up to 100 times speed on a GPU. Coupled with its relative ease of use and zero cost, should now make mixing and mashups more accessible to a far wider group of musicians. We'll put a link in the show notes to a blog post with some examples of how well Splitter performs, as it's one of those things you can't really appreciate until you hear it for yourself. Google has unveiled its OpenTitan Root of Trust project. The company uses dedicated chips within its data center servers to ensure the integrity of the software stack being booted, all the way from the firmware level on up. These Root of Trust chips are known internally within Google as Titan, and are currently a proprietary design. Now, the company is partnering with the low-risk team based out of Cambridge in the UK to develop a fully open-source and secure silicon root of trust chip based on the RISC-V architecture. All the design work and specifications for the project are being hosted on GitHub, and Google is actively encouraging collaboration in hopes of producing a vendor and platform-neutral design, which could be used widely within the industry, not just for servers, but also storage, peripherals, and other devices. We recently reported that Google was extending the support lifetime of a handful of Lenovo Chromebooks, but now the company has gone much further and is adding between 6 months and 2 years to the lifetime of over 130 different models from a variety of manufacturers. Google has also revealed some improvements to Chrome OS itself, including printer auto configuration and the long-awaited introduction of virtual desktops. And finally today, even open-source projects as successful and well-known as WordPress can benefit from user feedback, and you can provide it by taking 5 minutes to complete their annual survey, linked in the show notes, and help influence the platform's future development. And that's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/42.